Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says Turkey's president told him the pause in fighting in northern Syria is holding.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire.
But the president says Turkey told him it was eliminated quickly. And in his words, the ceasefire or pause or whatever you want to call it is holding. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Mark Esper says American troops continue pulling out of northern Syria.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Meantime, the president says some European nations are now willing to take Islamic State prisoners from Syria, though he gave no details. He also raised some eyebrows with this statement.
We've taken control of the oil in the Middle East.
That seems disconnected to any known developments in the region, and officials here did not immediately explain just what the president meant. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who ran against Trump in the 2016 Republican primary, says he supports impeaching the president but isn't ready to call for his removal from office. Kasich says he made his decision after hearing acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney acknowledge Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Ukraine investigate the Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. Mulvaney later claimed his remarks were misconstrued. The Supreme Court agrees to hear a case involving an Obama-era consumer protection group.
A case challenging the structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will be heard by the Supreme Court. The watchdog agency was created in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. Conservatives have long argued the legislation signed into law by President Barack Obama is unconstitutional. The CFPB director can only be fired for cause, not for political differences. Appeals courts in Washington, D.C. and San Francisco ruled the structure does not violate the Constitution. A trial judge in New York ruled against the structure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Tropical storm Nestor with top sustained winds 60 miles per hour is expected to hit along the Florida Panhandle through tonight through tomorrow morning. National Hurricane Center specialist David Zielinski says 2 or more inches of rain are expected and a storm surge as high as 5 feet.
Some places, especially near the Big Bend area, could see 3 to 5 feet of inundation above normally dry ground.
The storm itself covers most of the northern Gulf from southeast Louisiana to the Big Bend. The fast-moving storm is expected to be offshore the North Carolina coast by Sunday. An Indiana jury finds 24-year-old Alyssa Shepard guilty of reckless homicide in the deaths of 3 children she hit last October with a pickup truck as they crossed a 2-lane state highway to board a school bus. Shepard told police she didn't realize she was driving past a stopped school bus with its stop arm extended. 2 6-year-old twins and their 9-year-old sister were killed. A 4th child was seriously injured. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.